We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPN.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam. And greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF. WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back. We're back. Why do you have to say things like that when I'm just... You know, that was so often when I, in the early years of my broadcasting career here, I mean, those huge names, those guys were relentless. They were tough on each other. They would do their best to make you break up. Bart Rittner would purposely say something, a similar word that may not be proper for the airwaves, related to something else. It sounded like another word, maybe in an ad, and he would say it hoping that you would go on the air and mess up. You know, it didn't happen. I don't know that it ever happened. But he would do things like that. Dornberg was terrible with practical jokes. He was just awful. He took Dick Stork. Gary used to eat at the Mecca restaurant every night. And I went with him before I got married. I got before everybody knew it, that I was married, that I was eloped. But I would go to the Mecca with him occasionally because I produced Sportsline and Open Line early, you know, in 75, 76. And so he took Dick Stork. Dick Stork came in 1976, and he was part production manager and part newsman. He did the nightly news. So Stork had a 705 news, 706 or 707 newscast, something like that, after NBC News. And Stork went with him. Gary would not leave until he had finished the crossword puzzle in the Raleigh Times. And it was usually about 7 o'clock. You know, he's a brilliant guy. He could do it. So they would leave, but Stork, they'd have to drive back to the station, which was, you know, a couple of blocks. But he got Stork back at about four after. And Stork was running, who smoked, was running down the hall. You could hear him rumbling, and you could hear Dornberg laughing. And he had a cackle that just you just couldn't believe. And so Stork ran and got pulled wire copy off. So he was reading wire copy. And he started out, and he couldn't breathe. And he would read a couple of lines and have to stop and turn off the mic and breathe. And Dornberg, in the meanwhile, Stork was in a little studio. There were a lot of windows surrounding this big studio, Studio B down there. And I was in Studio A behind the controls. Stork was on the other side of Studio B in a tiny little news booth. And you could see Stork. Dornberg could, and I could. And so Dornberg, who weighed 400 pounds, would run up to the window and bounce off the window, and you could hear him way in the background yelling, "Stork, Stork." Oh. And poor Stork, who couldn't breathe, was also being inundated by Dornbergisms.
Oh, what a mess that would have made if Stormberg had gone through that window.
It was a solid building. It was solid. Everything was solid.
That's solid glass, I can tell you that.
But Gary is one of the funniest people I ever met, and he was a big-time practical joker. He pulled some great ones. Mm. Got called a few times by management, but Mr. Pointer and all, they'd scold him, but he still did it. It's fun. It's just fun.
It's great.
Something that I can't tell. Steve is in Garner. Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
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 Is it raining, sprinkling, or still overcast?
It's been on and off. It rained pretty hard last night.
So yeah.
I tell you what, the pollen was getting really bad.
I know. You're glad to have the rain. I am, too.
Well, I fertilized and put that weed preventer out, too, mm-hmm. So I was glad to get it wet. And I planted some grass seeds, so I needed some rain on that, too. So I've been. Oh, I just got one question. Is it too late to do some pruning on the fig tree?
No.
I know the leaves have come out.
They have.
Starting to come out.
They have, but if you want to do some pruning, that's not a problem.
How big is it, Steve?
I'm going to prune mine.
Well, you got a huge one.
Probably about 20 feet in diameter, about 15 feet tall.
Big tree, yeah.
Now, how much pruning do you want to do?
Well, I want to get it off of my dogwood.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a problem at all. You're still going to have plenty of figs, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Well, what the squirrels leave for me.
Yeah. Got to be faster. Got to get out there and.
I'll go out there and find a half-eaten fig.
I know. Darn it! Why don't they just eat the whole thing?
You know, that brings to mind. Is there some application of I Must Garden that could do that? Because squirrels and yellow jackets love to eat mine, Steve.
Yeah.
What a wonderful. Yeah. Wonder if any kind of I Must Garden product would work on that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe it'd have to be the spray.
Well, I don't know.
We'll have to do some experimenting with that. I'm sure. Sure,
well,
Ms. Marilyn.
Sure edible, whatever it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, they do the same thing to tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just take a little bite out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
It's just that my fig tree is right on the edge of my natural area, mm-hmm. And the squirrels have launching areas that they can get into it real easy. So
I have more trouble with the crows than I do the squirrels. The crows, they just congregate and all in the top of the fig tree, and they have a
consortium.
Party. Exactly. They have a party up there, and they take the fig in their mouth, and, of course, if it's ripe, it's going to drop. So they take, you know, it ends up being one bite out of it, and then figs all over the ground.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Do you say anything to them about it?
I do.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Mm-hmm. We have a chat.
I'd like to hear that.
Choice words, right?
Right.
I'd like to hear that.
Yep.
Can you put a scarecrow on the top of it?
Rufus, you ever used a scarecrow?
I've never even heard of crows messing with figs.
Oh, yeah. They eat them like crazy.
Of course, they'll eat anything. They'll eat a dead possum.
Do you have a scarecrow at on your property in Boone?
Yeah, we Mama used one, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Carlton's granddaddy used to put one in our garden.
I've seen some real original ones here and there out in the country.
Yeah, it was for all the crows that pulled up the corn.
How long before we're going to see daylilies? Because everything seems to be early.
Month and a half, at least.
Everything seems to be early now. So.
Yeah, but the early should bloom in about a month and a half.
Mm. Okay.
From 1st of May, we should start seeing some blooms.
Very good. Look forward to that.
And my garden is absolutely lush. I mean, it's the best I've seen it. And I thought I had a good crop last year. And this year it looks like it's going to be even better. I just hope I can keep the deer off of it.
A lot of deer out there.
Well,
it's tough to do.
A lot of construction going on, displacing them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a couple a few weeks ago, or sometime during the winter. Maybe it was December, January. There were a couple laying out in our backyard. I mean, in the cover. We have a kind of natural areas out there, and so they were just kind of, you could barely see them. But Melissa runs out clapping her hands.
Oh yes.
They took off and said, "What the heck is going on here?"
Yeah.
It's a lady running out. Oh well. But they they do cause damage, and they run out in front of cars and people get killed, so it's it's kind of a sad thing all the way around.
And I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Steve. You take care, buddy.
Love you guys.
We love you too.
Why don't we wish our friend Joe the Bouncer happy 60th birthday Monday.
We need some help here this past Monday. Yeah. Can we have some help here, Jason, and sing happy birthday? That's the Lorelei's from Carolina usually help us.
Yeah.
Because we have a UNC guy in here.
And he said he also had a beautiful...
But he's not talking about his Daphne anymore?
Kinjaro Camellia.
Ooh, Kinjaro.
You familiar with that, Phil? Kinjaro, I am. I think I got one from you.
Right.
Okay. And let's sing happy birthday
to
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Joe the Bouncer. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Lorelei is from Carolina. Thank you very much for that.
How about that, Joe? Joe the Bouncer.
Yeah. 919-860-9783. Stan is in Knightdale, K-Town. Hey, Stan.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great, my friend. How are you today?
Doing great. Thought I'd call in. I thought maybe Craig was on the show today. Maybe I.
Well, he was supposed to be. He had to bail. He emailed me yesterday, so we're going to schedule him in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
So he apologized. Sorry about that.
No problem.
What you got you got tomatoes on your mind?
Yeah, and I'm planning on seeing Gerald later at the farmer's market and talk to him too. But I was going to try to do hay bale gardening this year. My soil is just not doing well with tomatoes. And
Stan, you wrote me an email. He wrote a book on hay bale gardening.
I got it right here in my hand.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Is that helping?
Get it on Amazon.
Is that helping?
Yeah, it's for. I mean, he talks about the very same problem that I've got.
Oh, okay.
So in trying to find the hay bales, nobody knows, the retailers, if it was sprayed with herbicides or not.
Oh, so, yeah.
And I hadn't found any farmers locally that said they didn't spray Grazon or 2,4-D or some other even Roundup on some of it. But
Phil, have you run into that?
Yeah, we typically don't try to sell hay bales for that very reason. for tomatoes or for any type of gardening, because you don't know. And I mean, there's no way to tell unless you were to have it tested or something.
Yeah, Gerald would be a really good source of that, because I know, I assume he still does it some, but he's the first person I ever heard talk about it.
Yeah, and I had no idea until I saw a story on YouTube. But gardener said he had tomato problems, and the guy told me, said, "Well, it's your hay, or it's your manure that you're putting on your garden is your problem, because the hay that the cows and horses ate was sprayed with Grazon, and that Grazon passes right through the animals and goes into the manure, and it doesn't die, and it just really won't let tomatoes or some other vegetables grow."
Yeah, but you wouldn't have that with a black cow. Why wouldn't you now, Stan, want to go with large-sized pots?
That's what I was just getting ready to ask.
Yeah, I've got some pots. I don't have any that big. I've got.
Well, I know that's how Craig grows all of his. Yeah, he doesn't grow any in the ground.
We've got pots that are very reasonable. We brought them in. They're new pots. We got those just for that purpose. Brought them in about 3 weeks ago, and people are buying those to do their tomatoes in, as well as peppers. But anyway, they're good size. Gosh, I can't remember if they're 15-gallon. They're good size pots, and as long as what I do is make sure that I set mine on cement or something like that, so the roots can't go into the ground.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Right.
Mike, if somebody's listening, if they know any farmers or retailers who might have some organic hay or straw bales, if they could call in,
that'd be wonderful. Yeah, we'd love them to do that. And Gerald is in tune with the farming community to some extent. And you can ask.
All right. Well, I just wanted to. And I didn't know if Craig was there or not. And
sorry about that.
Next time
he will either be here. He could do it next week or sometime in the next 3 weeks. One of the Saturdays, and I haven't. We're doing a lot of remotes, and I was just trying to decide which one might be better. He would be here in the 9 or 10 o'clock hour, whichever we wanted him. So
Craig's got some great videos on YouTube about tomatoes.
Yeah, he does. He does all kinds of stuff. He's such a smart man. But his book is called "Growing Vegetables in Straw Bales," and it's very reasonably priced.
Oh yeah.
And the other is, of course, "Epic Tomatoes," which was a bestseller. So.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Keep us up to date on this, Stan.
I'll do it.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Bye bye. Yeah, Craig. Unfortunately. Had a conflict, the last minute conflict, and we're going to be at Hand Picked Nursery next week. We were there last year. Boy, did we have torrential rain too! But it's such an interesting place. Bunch of acreage out there, and in the past the owner has only done a mail order. But he's opened this up. It's right at McGee's Crossroads, not far from Stevenson Barbecue, and right off Interstate 40 in Benson. It has a Benson address, Hand-Picked Nursery. And hope you'll come out and join us. We'd love to see you there. And Rufus and I will be there. So I don't. We're going to have to answer. I don't know if anybody else. I don't know if any of the. Extension garden, the master garden.
The real experts.
we will be the real experts. So,
well, it's worth it to go out there and see the plants he's got from where we broadcast.
Yeah,
it's just loaded with unusual. What kind of plant? I'm trying to think, Mike. What he had a specialty of some sort of plant inside that greenhouse that seemed like hundreds of varieties. And I can't even think what kind they were.
All right, I'll have to think about that. I noticed somebody was looking for grapevines, and he certainly had a lot of varieties of grapevines out there. They may have been it. So, you know, we were talking about pests, and, you know, like so many of you, it's warming up, and everything's blooming, and Imo's Garden is ready for the hungry deer and rabbits to visit your gardens, looking to eat tender new growth. They do that. Wouldn't it be nice to see your garden flourish free from nibbled leaves and trampled flowers? With Imo's Garden deer and rabbit repellents, you can make that dream a reality. Imo's Garden repellents are made from natural ingredients, ensuring a safe and eco-friendly solution for your plants, the environment, and you. The repellents are gentle on your garden but tough on deer and rabbits, sending them elsewhere to eat. Imo's Garden repellents are long-lasting, too. No more constantly reapplying after every rainfall or watering. Imo's Garden provides protection that stands the test of time, so you can spend more time enjoying your garden and less time worrying about critter invasions. You'll find Imo's Garden repellents at all over the Triangle area, like Norwood Gardens in Raleigh, Piedmont Feed and Garden Center in Chapel Hill. Phil, I believe that you have been a longtime seller of and believer in Imo's Garden products. And people, pet, and eco-friendly. Imo's Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. Gene Kelly and Singing in the Rain, the year I was born, 1952. That's a wonderful movie. And we play every week their Good Morning song from that movie. Donald O'Connor and Debbie Reynolds and Gene Kelly singing Good Morning, Good Morning.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's from that movie. That's from that movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, still raining a bit, I guess, here and there. I haven't checked the radar. Let me check the radar and see what's going on. If it's mostly off the coast, but we've still got cloudiness. I don't see. There may be a little bit moving toward us. Most of this is moving from the south, southwest. And there's also a front coming through, I think. Because my head, I got
later this afternoon.
I got the headache, and so does Phil. Sinus headache. So,
is that what predicts the front?
It does for me.
Yep.
It usually coincides. Not a whole lot you can do about it either.
Nope. But, and just to let Stan know.
Stan the man.
Stan and Nightdale, if you're still listening.
Hay bales without 2,4-D or anything sprayed on them.
A farm in Pittsburgh called, I guess it's Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.
I've never seen that.
It's
some beautiful farms out there.
Chatham County. And let's see. I had an address here. You can look it up online. But it says that they do everything is sustainable. It is they don't do any its own. They don't do any pesticides or anything. It's 688 Van Thomas Road.
Everybody, all the roads are named
Van
for somebody
Thomas
out there.
Van Thomas Road. In Pittsburgh. You might want to get in touch with them before you go.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
I just love riding out in western Chatham County.
They have beef and that sort of thing. So they're it says that they started out years ago and they're certified. But when they started, they were certified. They don't have their certification now, which takes a lot to do that. But they do not use products. So pretty much like us, we don't have any certification, but we don't use products.
That's Cohen Farms.
Right.
God, a lot of farms. A lot of farms, horses, cows, all kinds of. It's just beautiful, rolling hills out there, like it is in Orange and Alamance County. But used to be a lot of dairy farms
out
there.
Let's hope that great parts of those stay that way for a long time.
Yeah, right. It's we're guilty of that, selling farmland, but it's
that's in a different area.
And yeah, the big track, and it's, you know, we'd like to keep farmland, but it's you know, it's tough. A lot of farmland, especially in Wake County. Wow, there's not a lot. I noticed that the strawberry place there on Lake Wheeler Road is for sale.
It's for sale.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're right, when you've got Costco right on top of you, and a lot of other businesses at McCullers Crossroads, certainly burgeoning.
You sell your strawberries to Costco.
Yeah. So, well, that's fine if they could do that, but they're selling that. So there are a lot of places and all those developments along Lake Wheeler now. Used to be nothing out there. Thank goodness NC State still has all of that property. There's no time.
Every time I drive down there to go get some ice cream, I say thank goodness for NC State.
Yep.
And they found a way to put in a little retail out there. They salute them, as popular as that ice cream
is. If you've never been there, that's real ice cream.
Yeah, and if y'all – yeah, they made it – I remember when I was a student, that food science, man, we had a guy in my fraternity house who worked there, and he'd bring home milk and bring home – I would bring to the fraternity house, bring ice cream and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And, yeah, if you, the NC State Fair, people go nuts. There are long lines for that ice cream. Well, I couldn't find it last year. Where is it now? It used to be down near the Holzhauser building, but they've moved somewhere.
I don't know where it was this year.
Yeah. But at any rate, it's wonderful, wonderful ice cream. And they have their own retail building there at on the property of those farms on Lake Wheeler Road. You can't miss it because there's always a line of people out there.
Oh, yeah. And on a nice sunny day, you can sit there on the porch and rock. And
is that what you do?
Oh, yes, and see the cows out there grazing. And
it's not far from you.
And that's for the first time in their lives. Some children have never seen a live cow.
Yeah.
And
or stepped in a cow pie.
A cow pie.
Well, and it's a great place because the students work there.
That's
and
right.
They're food science. They're learning so much.
Yeah. I assume they're food science students. I don't know. They may be dairy students or some other type of agriculture.
Some type of ag students,
It's really pretty out
but
there.
But they're learning so many things, and people that go there can learn a lot too, like the children. I mean, it's from the beginning to the end product.
That's a nice part of Wake County.
Yes, it is.
What, Lake Wheeler out there? And
it's one of the tallest places out there on Lake Wheeler Road.
Yeah. The apex is the apex. Now.
Right. But if you go up, if you're going back up Lake Wheeler Road, you can still see downtown Raleigh.
Yeah.
So, well, you certainly can from the minute I get out up on the road from Myrtle Manor, I can see Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish it would get even taller and taller, but there are restrictions. I like those big, tall buildings. But they take a big footprint. We have a relatively small downtown.
Right.
So have to be sustainable in a lot of ways. You know, every time you buy a bag of black cow, you're helping the environment. Our process is really wonderful. They repurpose manure, as we've done for many years here in broadcasting. And it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your lawn and garden. Black cow, did you just catch that, Rufus?
Well, I caught it.
Black cow.
As we have done for many years, repurposed manure.
We have done that on this show. Black cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture, too. Phil is just getting it now. And your lawn flower beds and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with black cow. Everything grows better with sun and water and black cow. And if you have a hay bale, you need to add a little black cow to that, too, if you're growing something. For more details, check out the website at blackcow.com. That's cow spelled with a K. Rob is in Durham. Hey, Rob.
Morning. Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
I have a cousin who lives in Chatham County.
Yeah.
Off Reeves Chapel Road, which is about halfway between Pittsboro and Siler City.
That's E-I or I-E Reeves, right? It's not two E's, yeah. Right. I've been on that. That's a wonderful road. It's my father and his Corvette would have had a great time on that road.
You know, I think I followed your father in my Corvette. Reeves Chapel Road.
Yeah, he would have loved to have driven his car on that road. But, yeah, I like that road. It's beautiful out there. I love western Chatham County particularly.
Well, my cousin has a garden. His wife does the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally cougars come up to the house.
Did you say cougars?
Yep.
Cougars.
Wow.
He shot cougars from a tree stand, and before he can get down, shot the deer from a tree stand. Before he can get down, the cougars run off with it.
Well, you know, Melissa and I saw, my son lives over that way, and we were riding on the road to Silk Hope from 87.
Yeah.
And a bobcat, this was in December, a bobcat walked across the road. It's the first one I've ever seen in the wild. But he just ambled across the road there into the woods, and like he didn't have a care in the world.
Now, you're talking about a real cougar.
Yeah, a cougar. I don't doubt it.
Envision out west. I've never seen one in the wild.
I saw one behind my mother's house in Durham near the Eno River about 6 years ago.
Wow.
And
yeah.
They look like labs. They're about the same color as a blonde lab.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a real long, ropey tail.
Yeah. Big tail.
Yeah. So
how about that? Well, that's...
Wildlife Service look at it, and they say, no, they're no cougars. Oh, okay. But they're there, I promise you.
I know there's a bobcat, and I ran across a road, Bobcat something road, or Bobcat Road, or in Chatham County, too. So they got bobcats.
By the way, is the hamburger place reopened, the one that got hit in Siler City? You know what I'm talking
Johnson's?
About.
I don't know. I haven't been to Siler City in a while. Rufus, you going over there and bought any glasses at the Dollar Tree?
I always on the way to Boone, I always stop there, but I don't know about the hamburger place.
Yeah, Johnson's is right on there on 64.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there at the intersection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be there near, it's not too far from Bill's restaurant that used to be there too.
Last year someone hit it with a car while
ran right into it and killed somebody.
But it is a wonderful, it's one of the best hamburgers you'll ever get anywhere.
Yeah, Johnson's ever. Johnson's, I believe it is.
It's open.
Yeah, it says it's open, Rob. Phil just looked it up.
It says Phil, it's open, it closes at 2.
Yeah, or when they run out of hamburgers.
Yeah,
that's the guy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You guys carry on. I really enjoy it.
Rob, watch out for those cougars, man.
I will.
All right now.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, sweet. That was, it was a little bit of a distance, but I said, it's a bobcat.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It was bigger than I expected too.
That would be a lot more common than a cougar, and I'm believing Rob.
But yeah, of course the cougar has a big old tail, big old long thick tail, and the bobcat doesn't. Just has a little stub.
Well, that's why it's called bobcat.
Bob.
Yeah,
it's
got a bob tail. So it's marvelous out there though. I just love it. 919-860-9783. I also love King's Auto Service because they have been serving Wake County for decades, literally. And, each season, there's always a problem with something. Health and safety of your car, for instance. Can you imagine what that this pollen is doing to the filters in your car,
yeah,
the engine filter and the filter where the air conditioning blows through and all of that? That can be changed. They can check all of that. They can check the belts and hoses, fluid levels, protection for the water system in your car, whether it's for antifreeze that you probably won't have to worry about anymore for a while, or the coolant, as it's called. Tread depth on your tires, that is so important. Don't do it with a penny anymore. Mr. Lincoln's out, I'm sorry with that. That's the only thing Mr. Lincoln's out of. But you got to use a quarter for that now, or better still, take it to somebody who really can measure it properly. King's Auto Service. And if you're driving a hybrid, and I was reading that hybrids have really taken off in the last few years, especially now, more so than even the electric vehicles. They are selling like crazy. And they have certified hybrid technicians at King's. They're ready to diagnose and give you available options for a high-voltage battery pack, replacement for less than the dealer will charge for that replacement. This usually occurs around 150,000 miles. Call Kings today to schedule a courtesy battery analysis. Kings Auto Service and Kings Correct Lube. Easy to find at 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh and at kingautomotive.net. Kings Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. All right, do we need to take a break, Jason? Okay, Charlie is in Cary. Hey, Charlie.
How you doing?
Fine. How can we help you today?
You were talking about Johnson's Drive-In or whatever.
Yeah, in Siler City, yeah.
Yeah, well, my wife and I grew up in that area. Well, Claxton, the guy who run the place, passed away on March the 9th.
Oh, wow. Well, is it going to stay open?
I don't know.
I guess they don't know.
I don't know if they are or not. I wouldn't let people know. Don't make the trip. We don't know for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you told us that. Was that Yelp or something that you were looking at, Phil, that said they were open?
I think it was their site.
Yeah. I don't know. Sure, it's hard to trust the internet sometimes.
Yeah. That's why.
But I'm glad. But, you know, they got a telephone there. Call and don't worry them to death. But
it's their site.
Yeah. It says they're open on their site, but call ahead if you, especially if you're in Siler City, you'll probably know anyway.
Yeah.
But that's so sad. I mean, they had that accident. Was it last year that somebody ran into the facade of the place, went into the building, and then the gentleman passes away. So they've really had troubles. Our prayers go out to them.
Yeah. Well, Dad and Mom opened the place, and they passed away, and Claxton kept it going. So
yeah.
So I don't know if he has children that will keep it going or not.
Yeah. So often now, that's the next generation doesn't, you know, has other interests. So
yeah.
I hope they can, or hope somebody buys it who appreciates what it is meant to Siler City. Just like old Bill's Restaurant. My wife grew up in Pittsburgh, and I remember riding by Bill's Restaurant there. It was a real fixture.
Yeah.
Just like Johnson's, and right. That's gone. And yeah. I hope that Johnson stays there.
Restaurants we used to drive around. Back in teenage years.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Yeah. That's the way it is in my hometown of Nashville. So, well, Charlie, you live in Cary now. You're not living in Chatham County. You get back there very much?
Well, I was up there Monday. We grew up on a farm, and I'm trying to clean out some undergrowth under some cedar trees that's over 100 years old. It's about 20 of them. I'm trying to get all that cleaned out, but the weather don't cooperate with me on the weekend.
I understand. Yeah. It sure doesn't. It seems like it's rained about every Saturday I can remember for months.
Yeah. Well, it'll clear up sometime. We'll start complaining about being dry.
Yeah. I'd rather have a rain here and there. You know, things seem to grow better. But got chores to do. Charlie, thank you, and please call us again.
All right. I'll do it.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. How about that? Yeah.
Yeah. How about Cliff Joyner?
Well,
I didn't get to you.
Did I interrupt you? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is Denzel Washington. I say luck is where an opportunity comes along and you're prepared for it. Pretty good.
Yeah. Be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared. Scout out. Scout motto, sorry.
Yeah, this Claxton Leonard Johnson.
Facebook.
Yeah, Mr. Claxton Leonard Johnson, people called him Claxton, passed away Saturday, March 9th. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that says that they would be open Thursday, March 14th, just as he would have wanted. So it looks like they're going to try to keep it going. So hopefully family members and others are chipping in for that. But get there before the hamburger runs out.
That's right.
As I recall, they aren't real big hamburgers, are they?
Yeah. No, they're not huge.
Like Bee's Barbecue in Aiden.
They're good.
They just quit.
They run out.
They run out.
Yeah, I've driven all the way to Greenville before and gotten there too late. Yeah. They don't stay open very long because I ring the – I don't know when they start cooking that pork. I don't know if they do it overnight or – like Wilbur used to do. Does Wilbur still do it that way?
Yep.
That house out there?
Yeah.
How about that? We're going to have to take some day trips.
Yep, road trips.
We wanted to go to Camellia Forest over in Chapel Hill and eat at Merritt's. That's one. And we were going to go see Rose Rhodes, whether she wants us to or not, in Princeton. But we'd have to kind of go the back way, go the old way, to Goldsboro and go to at Wilbur's and sit outside and eat a barbecue sandwich and watch the jets fly over. That's what I like to do when I go to Wilbur's.
Oh, absolutely.
You like to go inside, don't you? And hold court.
Well, I held a lot of court there for many years, but you don't know anybody anymore. Like, how many people can go back to their hometown and know anybody nowadays?
I don't. I know Cliff.
I know
Cliff and just a handful of other people, but that's about it. People have moved away. The younger people, the older people have passed away, and that's just the way it is. But we are going back to Nashville.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
I do
too.
And
you're going to help me a little bit out on something.
Yeah, we're gonna make it back to
the Shotwell Environmental Park.
To Shotwell.
And they're going
to
put a little booth up and ask some questions about gardening.
Are you sure?
So Mike and I are going to be all alone.
Are you sure that we may ask you to come out, Phil? Are you sure that it's not a dunking booth?
Oh, gosh. Now you got me worried. They wouldn't do that to me.
I wouldn't. I mean, it's just not dignified.
And I'm afraid of water.
I've done that at Nelson's. I was in a dunking booth.
Did you get dunked?
And got wet. Wet, too. It was a little airish that day, too.
No.
I just can't imagine you going down and you
You know, broadcasters, you just kind of do what you're told. Some do and some don't. I should say. I do. You know, I grew up. You know, this was my first big job. I mean, you know, first real job and the only one I've ever had. So, and that's the way, I guess.
That's a rarity, and that's one of the reasons you're in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And one of the reasons
I still haven't figured that out, but I'm in there, and they can't do anything about it now. It's been two years.
They can't take it away. No. I don't know why you're on there because you're.
I've got that Swedish crystal obelisk that they gave me that's so heavy. I've got that hidden.
Yeah.
Partly because of my grandsons, I didn't want to display it because it would.
They might use that thing as
would meet its maker real quick.
They might use that as a spear.
No, they wouldn't be able to pick it up. It's heavy.
Oh, man.
It's, you know, I don't know that it's lead crystal, but it gives you the idea. It's like picking up something.
So you think that thing's for real?
I know it is. Yeah. It's a Swedish company that made it. It's beautiful. And Tom, I know when Tom Campbell was presenting it to me, because he introduced me and he was the presenter. As we were going up to have to get it and to have my photo taken, he said, "Let's not drop it. It's heavy."
Uh-huh.
So, good memories. But, it could be a dunking booth, Rufus. So I think I would get the CIA to
wear your wet
to suit. Check, to check that out and bring an extra pair of underwear.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I love you guys. I really do. Thank you
for joining
me and bailing me out so I don't have to do this show by myself.
No.
Which would be a total disaster.
We're good.
No, it wouldn't. Be the kind of person you are. Because
I don't like to.
You are.
Be the kind of person that the dog thinks you are, right?
That's what I believe in, Phil.
Yeah. That's it. Doesn't get any better than that.
No. All right, well, I hope everybody has a safe weekend. Don't drive too fast because there are always accidents around here with the rain, and it might still rain again a little bit.
Well, so, I just want to go see what the rain has brought out because usually when it rains, there's lots of
Go to Campbell Road Nursery and talk to Phil. Thank you all.
Thank you.